I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The power struggle continues in Iraq as a third prime minister in just 2 months takes the helm. Samuel from Redemptive Stories hopes that once the coronavirus pandemic regresses, Iraqis can have a better discussion about how to govern their country. On a bright note, many people realize the government can't provide hope, and they're turning to Christ. Pray for Iraqi believers as they share the gospel online. And we'll end today in Chad, where as many as 70 people groups are cut off from Christ. They have no way to know Jesus because there's no scripture in their language. Thankfully, the story doesn't end there, though. God's calling his followers to action. Unfolding Word helped believers translate 50 Bible stories into a local language last year. And using these stories, believers are leading people to Christ in a neighboring unreached community. Go to missionnews.org for the full report and tune in tomorrow for another update. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.